Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Check those out, too. We're here with our good friend Joel Labava. He is the franchise king. He's our expert in franchising, and we're talking about energy. How much energy does it take? TheFranchiseKing.com, Joel, is that right?
Yes, TheFranchiseKing.com.
All right, and your new column on energy and franchising is posted on the SBA.gov website, isn't it?
That's right, SBA.gov.
Congratulations on that. Good for you. Good job there. So, folks, go there. You can check. You can read more about this there at SBA.gov. Joel Labava. Hey, Joel. Let's talk some more about this, the energy that it takes, what it takes to be a franchisee, to run your own shop that you operate on someone else's instructions. We've talked about this before. I would not have been a good franchisee because I don't like to follow instructions. But if you're willing to do that, and I think it's wonderful for most people probably. I have to say, Joel, there were times when I wish somebody had given me some instructions. I would have saved a lot of money. What are some other things that we need to know about?
Being a small business owner of any type, including a franchisee, 12-hour days are pretty much going to be the norm, at least at the beginning. So prepare for that. Now, I tell my daughter all the time, you know, plan on working 9-10 hours a day, no matter what job you have. That might mean, you know, a typical 8-hour day, but you might spend an hour at home doing, you know, some things online or doing some research or something. So I'm not sure about the work ethic yet about the kids that are graduating college. I don't know if they have that. I'm going to do what it takes hour-wise, but as an owner, you really need to have that attitude from day one that you're going to be doing 10, 12 hours a day, 12 hours more likely, and you're going to have to be okay with it because the reward is going to be worth it long term, not short term, long term.
Well, and when you
– And I'm sure you found first, that out yourself.
When you first have your business, you're going to want to stay in it because you'd be so excited. And then after you get going – when you have the ability to grow and the growth ability outpaces your ability to capitalize it, or if the economy slows a little bit or whatever, you'll keep working because you'll be afraid to leave your business. In the beginning, you won't want to leave your business. Then the second phase is you'll be afraid to leave your business. I mean, literally, I've been that way, Joel. I've been where I was afraid to leave because I was afraid I'd miss a phone call. And that was before email, by the way, and even before cell phones.
Electronic mail, as we used to call it, electronic mail.
But then after a while, things settle down a little bit, and you kind of take it a little bit easier. It's kind of like raising children, right? The first child, you're worried about every little thing, and the second child, you come up with a 5-second rule, right? For when things fall on the floor.
That's right. But
it's that way with a business too.
But Jim, if you have a business that requires employees, eventually you should be able to promote one of them to management, which will allow you to spend time with the kids or the grandkids or the dog or the cat, whatever it is. So you can relax a little bit in between. But nowadays you're a phone call, email, text away. Right. So you're never really permanently unhooked. But if you have an employment, if you have a business that requires employees, it's built in. It's built in that eventually you'll be able to back off at least a little bit.
Well, that's the other thing, and you talk about this a lot in your book and in your work, and that's the importance of making, when you interview someone, ask yourself, okay, is this the person I'd be willing to leave my, to toss the keys to in a couple of years to, for me to go right. take a year off, I mean, a week off to have a vacation? Is this the kind of person, am I hiring the kind of person? Have I done enough due diligence on this person? Because if you're a small business owner, you're not going to have, you know, at least for a while, you're not going to have 100 employees. You might have four or five. Right. Most small businesses, if they have employees, have four or five employees. And so,
right.
so it's, you, if you hire someone, it needs to be, I mean, every employee, I maintain, Joel, every employee in a small business, franchise or not, is a key employee.
I agree, because they're going to help represent you, and they're going to help represent the brand.
That's exactly right. Hey, Joel, how, if people want to find out more about you and about franchising, besides your website, the franchiseking.com, how else would they do that?
You know what? I happen to have a site that is just redone, as a matter of fact, and it's franchisebusinessuniversity.com.
All right.
Online classes, free ones and paid ones.
Wow.
Franchise University, franchisebusinessuniversity.com.
Franchisebusinessuniversity.com. Is that your website?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
good deal.
Yeah.
Good deal.
Sure is.
So, folks, check it out. Franchisebusinessuniversity.com. Take advantage of all the stuff that Joel knows. Hey, Joel, good job today, as always. Come back real soon.
I will. We'll talk to each other via electronic mail.
There you go. Joel LaBava, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.